You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Fred Mills and Dennis Jones in our own Studio B today, talking about some of our favorite new releases.
And, of course, you know I'm going to talk about bluegrass recordings because you guys will cover the other stuff, right?
We got the death metal covered over here, Dennis.
Cool, man. I was going to do the Lady Gaga review, but
I'll handle that.
Okay. It has been an incredible year for bluegrass music. I mean, there is no doubt about it. One of the strongest years I've seen, and I can't really remember when. You know, when I first started doing Going Across the Mountain, if we had received 30 CDs in a year that were air playable, that would have been a lot. I get that many in a month now, easily. One I really want to talk about, something that may not be on folks' radar quite yet, but I hope that it will eventually. Folks will start learning about it. It is a tribute to Tut Taylor, one of the great flat-picking dobro guys of all times. Huge influence on the bluegrass music industry, along with George Groon. They developed one of the big guitar centers in Nashville to make sure that musicians got the right kind of instruments they needed to make the music with. But a young fellow named Jerry Douglas, I'm sure you guys know that, kind of sort of slipped this on Tut. He got the best in the business together, about 15 of the best resophonic players, folks like Rob Ikes, Sally Van Meter, Andy Hall, all these guys get together, and they do this silent and surprise tribute to Tut Taylor. They all record all of the great Tut songs throughout the year, and it is called Southern Filibuster. Probably one of the best done tributes I've ever heard in any genre of music. You can literally feel the respect that these guys have in it. If you're looking something new for your collection and you don't have any great dobro or, to be politically correct, resophonic music, because the Gibson Company owns the name dobro, so some of these guys may not play the Gibson dobro, but it is. It's Jerry Douglas. It is a tribute to Tut Taylor. It's called Southern Filibuster.
You know, I hear those same guys are doing a picking on tribute to Lady Gaga, Dennis.
I'm going to bet there will be.
Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief. I'm not talking about the new Lady Gaga remix album. I'm going to talk about the reissue of the Dream Syndicate's 1984 album, Medicine Show.
Oh.
It was their sophomore album, and they had made a big splash in 82 with Days of Wine and Roses. And anybody that casts their mind back to that point in time, there was a lot going on in what I call the Amerindi underground, the American independent music underground. REM was just sort of kind of coming out and making a splash. And the Dream Syndicate was another buzz band. So for their second album, they signed with A&M Records. They went into the studio with Sandy Pearlman, who had done Blue Oyster Cult and The Clash. And as he did with The Clash's Give Enough Rope, he really kind of got them to concentrate on some of their less avant-garde and less punk elements and almost bring in a classic rock sound, a more expansive sound. And it was misunderstood at the time, but it had kind of a weird ambiance. And even Steve Wynn has told me in a recent interview I conducted with him that it was kind of a damaged and wrong-sounding record for him and a real oddity in his back catalog. But over time, it's gained in stature, and this new reissue on the Water label really brings out the remastered elements of the record to bring out Steve Wynn's kind of noirish, hard-boiled fiction, character-driven songwriting, and the guitar duels that Wynn and his guitarist Carl Percota got involved with. And they also add a live EP that came out on A&M at the same time, too. So it's just a real bargain all around. That's Medicine Show by Dream Syndicate.
What do you think? Your thoughts on favorite new music? Email us whatitis@wncw.org. For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Fred Mills and Dennis Jones. Until next time.